Good evening. Welcome to Two Way Talk here on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM. Absolutely. The voice of the community. I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And I'm Carol Williams.
You know, it has been a busy news day. And one of the things in the news was Governor Larry Hogan held a press conference to make several announcements. He had several other people joining him at the press conference. We're going to give you a taste of that press conference, and then Kara and I are going to come back, and we're going to have a little conversation.
Hit our highest single day of vaccinations since July 1st. As one of the nation's most vaccinated states, both our case rate and our positivity rate are among the lowest in America, and we are much better prepared to withstand the significant summer surge of the Delta variant, which many other states with lower vaccination rates are now experiencing. Florida and Texas currently account for 40% of all new COVID hospitalizations in America. Florida alone has had more new cases in the past week, more than 30 states combined. Here in Maryland, our hospitalizations are down 70% below their peak and well within our capacities. And we remain far below any of the three pandemic triggers in our protocols. Currently, less than 9% of our hospitalizations are COVID-related. However, the Delta variant does pose a significant threat to those Marylanders who remain unvaccinated. The Delta variant continues to account for 100% of all new cases currently being sequenced in Maryland. The vaccines are, without a doubt, our single most effective tool to mitigate that threat. Nearly everyone hospitalized or dying from COVID-19 in Maryland is unvaccinated. The vaccines are very safe, they're very effective, and they're completely free and widely available nearly everywhere in our state. To find a vaccine near you, please go to covidvax.maryland.gov or call 1-855-MD-GOVAX, where our call center is available 7 days a week. As we continue our efforts to get the remaining Marylanders vaccinated, we have transitioned from a state of emergency into an ongoing long-term public health management response. Our main focus has always been and continues to be reducing hospitalizations and deaths, particularly among our most vulnerable Marylanders. Last spring, all across the nation, nursing homes became ground zero in the fight against COVID-19. In the early, very first few days of the crisis, we immediately sat down with industry leaders to figure out what actions we should take. And Maryland became one of the first states in America to issue guidance to state nursing home facilities regarding instituting strict infection control protocols and limiting staff travel. We further bolstered mitigation and suppression efforts at Maryland nursing homes, directing all staff who interacted with residents to wear personal protective equipment. We launched statewide strike teams, which became a model for the rest of the nation on how to bring triage, emergency care, supplies, and equipment to overburdened nursing homes. We were also one of the first states in America to require universal testing for all nursing home residents and staff. Back in December, when vaccines were first approved, we immediately sent our first doses to nursing homes and hospitals. Maryland became one of the first states in the nation to activate the federal long-term care vaccination program, prioritizing the staff and residents of our nursing homes, long-term care facilities, and assisted living facilities. We also took steps to provide full transparency to the public by launching a public data dashboard showing vaccination data for both residents and staff in each facility. 79% of all nursing home staff have already been vaccinated, and 18 facilities are averaging 95% or higher. And these are the facilities you'll see on the screen with the highest staff vaccination rates. And we want to take a moment to congratulate them for their successful efforts. But these are the facilities with the lowest vaccination rates for staff. They average only 48.9%, with the lowest one at 40%, which is unacceptable, and which is endangering the lives of nursing home residents. Our dashboard will continue to highlight on a weekly basis which facilities fall into these categories. We are concerned that the Delta variant surge has led to an increase in infections among staff at nursing homes, which has been a consistent source of outbreaks in these facilities throughout the pandemic. In response, today I am announcing that the Maryland Department of Health is immediately instituting new vaccination protocols for all the employees at our 227 nursing homes across the state. Every nursing home employee will be required to show proof of vaccination. If they are unable to, they will be required to submit to regular ongoing COVID screening and testing. We will be redoubling our enforcement actions for nursing homes that do not comply with state health department protocols and or which persistently fail to report their vaccination data. We're also doubling the fines and stepping up civil penalties. While the state's largest hospital systems, including the University of Maryland Medical System, Johns Hopkins, MedStar, GBMC Healthcare, and others, they've already led by example by mandating vaccines for all of their hospital staffs. But not every hospital has taken action, and some continue to have far too many unvaccinated healthcare workers, needlessly exposing their vulnerable patients in hospitals to COVID-19 and the Delta variant. 8 full months after vaccines have been available to healthcare workers, this is simply not acceptable. So today we're also instituting vaccination protocols for all staff working in all Maryland hospitals. These new requirements for both nursing home and hospital employees will take effect immediately. All these employees are required to get their first vaccine no later than September 1st. While the current data continues to show that the vaccines have held up extremely well against severe illness, hospitalization, and death, our public health team has, for the last several months, been actively preparing a detailed plan for the potential utilization of third doses or boosters to further protect everyone who got vaccinated from the current and future variants of the virus. Late last week, the FDA and CDC finally authorized states to begin providing a third vaccine dose to people who are immunocompromised. And just this morning, federal health officials announced that boosters will be made more widely available beginning in late September. Governors across the country have become increasingly frustrated with the confusing messaging and conflicting guidance from the White House and federal
Welcome
government
Welcome back to Two-Way Talk here on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM. I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And I'm Carol Williams.
So the governor said a lot without saying anything.
Right.
And I don't mean to be critical of the governor. I think that he's doing the best that he can do. But I think what he is doing is looking forward to his next political adventure, whatever it is. And he is trying to push as much of the responsibility away from the state. Mm-hmm. He's saying that local business owners should mandate masks, that they're not going to do it. Local governments should mandate masks. He's not going to do it. Even as he admits that we're entering a critical stage for Delta variant.
I totally agree. And unlike you, I am going to be critical of the governor because you're right. He is spinning his wheels because he doesn't want to go back on his word of making people wear masks. Now, he's saying all this stuff that everybody else knows. We know about nursing homes, you know, but now you want to fine people for not getting a vaccination and just instead of just putting the mask mandate back in place. People do have reasons for not taking the vaccination.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, he just doesn't want it to fall back on him as this thing and, rises and rises.
Yep. And he says that he's not going to mandate schools mandate that students wear masks, even though we can't vaccinate little children, 12 and over. you can be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are being vaccinated. But they're in this closed environment all day, every day,
right,
with teachers, with other school employees. We've got to get ahead of this.
Yeah, and every school in Baltimore City is an overcrowded classroom. Ugh. They have between 20 and 25 students. Now, how are they gonna social distance them children? Mm-hmm. They need to make them wear masks.
Yep. You know? And because the Delta variant is infecting children.
Yes.
Children in Texas, well over 600 children have died, yes, from COVID.
Yeah.
And then there are these protests all over the country, including right here in Maryland,
mm-hmm,
where people are standing out yelling into microphones, yelling into megaphones,
right,
that you don't have a right to tell my child to wear a mask. Have they not seen these videos of people dying?
Yes, but you know what? They're absolutely right, Anthony. They are.
You're right.
We don't have the right to tell them.
We don't have the right to do it.
We don't.
But we do have the right because your child
is next to my child.
Is next to my child.
Right.
So we do have a right to tell you, why don't we all put masks on?
Yeah.
You're in a particularly dangerous environment in the public schools.
Homeschool your child.
Yeah, take your child home.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what they're going to say? No, we pay taxes.
We have
We have rights to be educated. But we also have the right not to put a mask on,
mm-hmm,
our child.
Right.
And I understand children are uncomfortable in masks. I'm uncomfortable in a mask. I wear my mask.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so, folks, I'm asking you, give us a call. Tell us what you think of mask mandates in the public school. What do you think about the new booster shots that are coming out? Howard County is already giving
them
booster.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to the health officer in Howard County in the next half hour.
Are you getting a booster shot?
I'm going to.
Yeah, me too.
I want everything that is due me.
Me too. And you know what? It's the reason I want it is because there's other people out here that don't care. Rat's booty about me or you.
And who are not being vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah.
And the governor said at his press conference, 95% of the people, as we watch this rate grow in the state of Maryland, the people who are hospitalized are unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm. But
so
I,
that
but,
should
but
tell
I still
people.
Won't make you put a mask on.
I mean, it's such a mixed message.
Yeah, exactly.
Either we're going to take this seriously,
right,
or we're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what's happening, I'm telling you, I'm sure we are terrifying our children because we're screaming and yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I know people disagree with Kara and I. You call us every day and tell us
right,
that you disagree with us. But that does not, just because you disagree with us, does not change our position.
Right, right.
And I respect your position. I respect your decision to not be vaccinated. But you need to understand there are consequences.
Yes, it is.
You cannot work in nursing homes. You will not be able to work in hospitals. You will not be able to work in restaurants. You will not be able to move freely,
mm-hmm,
among citizens,
right,
unless you get vaccinated.
And my aunt, she's 79. She just started going back to the senior center.
Mm.
And before I left to come here today, she's like, I really hope they don't shut us down again. They just started going back to the senior center.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But look, and I agree with her. I hope they don't shut them down.
Right.
But what can we do, right, if the COVID, the Delta variant, the Lambda variant, the Joe Smo variant,
right,
all these variants come up and we don't vaccinate, right, or wear,
yeah,
a mask?
Yeah. And that, I think that's a bigger point, too, that people don't understand that you can cut down on the way that these variants attack you if,
yep,
you just get the vaccination.
Vaccination.
But this thing is going to keep on growing
and people
growing.
Keep asking in the last hour, a call, I want to know what's in this vaccine. We don't know what's going in my arm. We will send you the vaccination ingredients.
Right.
And you will have to look up every single one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wonder if you ask that when your children are vaccinated to go to school. Do you ask what the ingredients of those?
Do they ask when their doctor says, oh, you're 40, you need the shingle shot?
Yes.
You just take it.
You get it.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to protect,
right,
yourself. Already, they're anticipating 600,000 more deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unconscionable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are okay with that.
Now, was that Texas in the news that had ordered six refrigerated trucks? Was it Texas?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, 6 refrigerated trucks to put bodies in?
And the governor of Texas is COVID positive.
Positive.
He's...
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing. It's not a funny situation.
It's not. It's
he is right now quarantining in the governor's mansion because he doesn't have symptoms. They were real close. They were real careful to tell us. Oh, he doesn't have any symptoms. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was vaccinated. He didn't wear a mask. Mm-hmm. He was at an event the night before yesterday with hundreds of senior citizens. Hundreds of senior citizens, nobody wearing masks. Well, we've contacted the guest list for that event and let them know the governor's COVID positive.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, folks, we can do better. We must do better.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We have some callers on the line who want to join our conversation. 410-319-8888 is the number. Charles, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, great to talk to you.
All right. Well, I got to ask, you know, why can't we get any real answers to all of this supposed science? I mean, if they're doing the science, then we should get easy answers easily.
So question do you have that all the scientists that Dr. K and that we have on, the doctors that we have on, the epidemiologists that we have on, answer these questions? What question could you possibly have that has not been answered?
They have not told us what animal. They have not told us how it's transmitted.
And also, how what's transmitted?
How COVID-19 is transmitted.
It's also transmitted through the respiratory system. The COVID vaccine, the COVID.
What does that mean, to transmit it?
You breathe it in through your nose and your mouth.
No, that's how it's coming in, but how is it transmitted?
When you exhale.
I'm so confused.
So are you saying that it's airborne? Are you saying that it's from touch, from surfaces? Are you saying...
It is definitely airborne, and people do touch things, and they leave the virus on doorknobs, on handles, they touch everything. And unless you are washing your hands, unless you're vaccinated, unless you are those things, you are... potentially going to pick up this virus.
And people naturally spit when they talk.
Oh, they do. They
so that's coming
everywhere.
Out of your mouth. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, if you don't
Thank
wear a mask.
You. Honestly, I respect that he's asking those questions. What animal did the vaccine come from? I do. I really do. But honestly, those questions are answered every day.
Every single day.
What is the truth? And I'm not talking about that young man that was just on the show.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to hear the answers
because
scientists, the epidemiologists, the doctors have told us all we need to know.
And from the beginning, when this first started, and I'm not referencing this to that gentleman either, but this has been going on for almost a year and a half, going on 2 years.
Whew.
And they let us know from the beginning how it's transmitted. That's why we cover our nose and mouth.
700,000 people died in the first COVID-19 virus.
That's just crazy.
At least 600,000 is expected to die
from this Delta variant.
What about Lambda variant? Mm-hmm. What about Joe Schmo variant?
Right.
What about all these
variants that are going to start growing? Yeah, because we're
affecting
not,
people.
Yeah, because we're not.
I get that people have concerns, and they say, "I want to be free." I get that you want to be free, but you may want to drive 100 miles per hour down the street. But you got to stop for red lights, and you got to stop for stop signs.
Right. Yeah.
And you're still free.
And you're still free.
And you're still
and
free.
And alive.
And alive. I really have to tell you, now that we've moved in, and it was serious to me before. I've said it over and over again. Mm-hmm. But now children are dying.
Yeah. Yeah, the first wave... it wasn't affecting children it is now, but for whatever reason, this Delta variant is really affecting children. And that should pull at the heartstrings of anybody that has children and grandchildren. You know what I'm saying? And even if you can't get your 5 to 11-year-old vaccinated. Uh-huh. Do what you have to do to help your children that are younger.
Put a mask on
them. Yeah, if you don't, put a mask on them.
I mean, it really is that simple.
It is. Just, you know they can't get vaccinated. Even if you don't want to get vaccinated, put a mask on your child. Nobody's saying that you have to get vaccinated. But if it was my children, come on, man. I just don't understand.
Let's go back to the phone. Cynthia is on the line. Cynthia, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hi. I was just going to say, all you can do is try to protect yourself as best as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Just because someone does not mandate a mask doesn't mean that you can't wear one.
Right.
So I still wear my mask.
I do too.
I will also say that I work in the realm of healthcare, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, in the job that I do, I see the impact of a lot of medical conditions where the FDA or someone may have approved a drug, and years later it's determined that, oh, it had this side effect we did not know, and now millions of people are contracting this illness or this disease that will take them out. I also have a friend who was vaccinated and caught COVID.
Mm.
So there are a lot of ifs, ands, or buts. I'm not going to say science is perfect because
of
all
course.
Scientists know is what they know right now. But all we can do is try to protect ourselves as best we can. And I will continue to wear my mask even if you go to Lambda, Delta, Kappa, Alpha.
Joe Schmo.
Cynthia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you calling. Now, look, the truth of the matter is we got to do something about this.
Yeah,
we really do. And that's the only reason. We are blessed with this platform.
Yeah.
That's why I really do care about me. I care about my nieces and nephews.
Right.
I care about you. I care about all the people at this station.
Yeah.
But this is a platform where we've got to get the word out.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Well, there are a lot of callers on, and are we going to take them? We got to take a break, then we'll figure out all the callers. Hold on, and we'll figure out what's coming. Okay. Two-Way Talk will be back in just a moment.
Talk here on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. We have some callers on the line that we wanted them to be patient. Lisa, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Hey, 88.9 FM.
Turn your radio down, Miss Lisa, please. Thank you. Lisa?
She's listening to her radio, and there's a delay. Folks, when you call the show, just turn your radio down and listen through your phone. Lisa.
Yes.
Hey, welcome
to the show.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling. I have 2 points. The first one is educators. We should be able to require that all students that are in our classroom are vaccinated.
Yep.
That's like we're just up for the slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the second point is when the booster shot comes around, everybody I know wants the booster shot.
Yes.
No one, I don't care if we glow in the dark. If it can stop me from getting COVID, I have seen too many people that have died from COVID.
Yep, I
and
have too.
People would just stop and think. If you saw someone and you knew what COVID actually did to you, you'd be running to get that shot and stop this foolishness.
Right.
And the interesting thing is people say, well, what's the science or what's the – but you can tell them and then they still don't hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
They don't care to hear what you're saying.
And I had proposed this question to some students. If you had the opportunity – to save yourself, would you debate on whether you were going to get on the ship Is it going to sink with all of us? Or are you going to jump on the ship and be saved?
Jumping on the ship.
The children have more sense than the parents. Because a lot of kids want to get vaccinated, and they say the parents won't let them. Mm. So if you have a child that's over 12 and wants to be vaccinated, I just think the children need the right to decide for themselves. I mean, they're playing Russian roulette with their kids.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hi, Anthony. How you doing?
Doing well.
Listen, and your co-host, I'm sorry.
Hi, hi.
There's an old expression in behavioral health, and this is not reference to any one caller. Never expect sick people to act well.
Hmm.
As far as the third shot, I'm going to take mine because the first two didn't kill me.
Wow.
I heard the governor, but I've always seemed to hear all of this rah-rah stuff. Everything's great. Everything. We did this.
And every speaker there loved him.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing a great job, Governor. Blah, blah. And I'm like, what does that have to do with the tea in China?
But the problem is when you start calling out, well, we have this percentage – what is he bouncing that from? I mean, what is he comparing those figures to?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've done a good job in Maryland, I think.
Yeah.
But what about the rising infection rate? We're almost back at 5%.
Yep, mm-hmm. Almost. We're almost
there. The second thing I want to say is, with Baltimore City school kids, what have they done? I know these city schools. I'm right down the street from two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I go in them, and it's a mess. So what have they done to protect those students who are going to go back on the 30th? Because some of these schools don't even have air conditioning.
That's correct.
Wow.
Some
that
of these schools
correct.
Are not clean. They mm-hmm. don't have they put petitions in. So has he spoken to that? You know, he may have aspirational, you know, views of maybe making it to the presidency, and that's great. But prepare this state. Prepare the citizens that you're responsible to. And I haven't heard anybody talk about Baltimore City Public Schools have done X, Y, and Z. I heard they had a little meeting.
Mm-hmm.
One of my staff said she had no idea about the meeting, and her kid goes to a Baltimore City school system.
Wow.
She said she wanted to take the option of distance learning, but mm-hmm. there were only 2,000 slots, and when she found out, they were all full. So what really is going on? And as far as
good question,
what's
Michael.
In the vaccine and all of that, look, if you really look deep, Dr. K just did it in her show. It was a black woman
mm-hmm.
scientist who said, I'm going to make sure that I do the research to make it right for my people.
Wow.
And like Dr. K said, she marched her 90-some-year-old grandmother, I think it was, to get
mm-hmm.
you think she would march her grandmother to get
arm.
Something
That's
killed?
Right.
And here's how I'll say the last thing. Man proposes, God disposes. They will never know everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're human beings, and we're going to learn as we go, just like everybody else does. So people, pay attention. You have the right to get drunk, but you don't have the right to get behind a car and drive.
That's right.
And until you get your own.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael covered a lot of
yes,
areas,
honey,
but
I
he was
getting
on
ready
point.
To pass the collection plate.
Our final caller about this subject is Jamal. Jamal, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Welcome. Yesterday, and stating about someone supposed to reach out to it, but I'm also calling about about this vaccine thing. And whereas there's no cure. And they say they have a vaccine, but we've been going through this for almost a year and a half now,
mm-hmm.
and there's no cure. So my suggestion is they don't want us to have us a cure. They want to have us in this controlled population thing that they got going on, and they do not want to come with a cure. They just want to have us scared. They want us to go follow this, want us to follow that.
Jamal, I think Jamal's making a very good point. I understand his confusion. But listen, we don't have the cure for the flu.
Because most viruses don't.
We don't. I mean, I understand what he's saying. But honestly, folks, if we're waiting around for a cure, HIV is still waiting to be cured. HIV is still waiting for a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So let's work to cancer. That's right. I've had cancer three times. The first time was the one that almost killed me. The
wow.
second and third time, I had cancer on my skin. I had skin cancer, and I had a tumor in my esophagus.
Wow.
And then the first time was in my colon.
You
it was horrible. I'm telling you, but I can't wait for them to find a cure to cancer.
Of course.
Let's stick you in the arm, and we're curing
yes.
you of some horrible, horrible cancer.
Yes. And like the doctor said, I think it was last week, different viruses take different things to make. And like I that was my question.
Especially to cure it.
Right. That was my question about HIV. We've been fighting HIV for 30 some almost 40 years and we haven't found a vaccine for that. But then when it was explained to me by a scientist that HIV is a harder virus to find.
That's right.
A vaccine for, then I understood. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the ingredients. I didn't know all that, but I understood that certain viruses are harder to battle with certain things.
We are being joined now by Dr. Mara Rossman, who is the health officer for the Howard County Health Department. She is in charge of the health department in Howard County. Dr. Rossman, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Thank you for having me.
We are excited to have you on board because I love decisive leadership. And you make decisions and you move forward on what is in the best interest of the citizens of Howard County.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, that is so, we respect that. Even if we disagree with you, we respect that.
Right.
And you all have decided that we're talking booster shots. People have been really voicing their opinion about booster. I don't want to get a booster. Right. Why should we get a booster? I am in line waiting for the booster. And you've decided it's time to begin that process in Howard County.
Well, thank you for that. With Howard County, we try to do the right thing based on science.
Uh-huh.
We're, you know, talking to previous callers about science and what we know and we don't know, particularly about COVID-19 and the vaccines. What we've learned over the past year is that there are some persons with immunocompromising conditions.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where the first two shots that they got of the mRNA vaccines, either Pfizer or Moderna, don't work so well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the FDA and the CDC last week authorized an additional third dose
mm-hmm.
for persons with specific immunocompromising conditions. So it's not everyone. It's about 3% of the population, we think. So, you know, sorry to hear about your cancers, but, you know, I'm glad you're doing well now.
Mm-hmm.
Persons that are being treated for active cancer now would be eligible. Somebody that's gotten an organ transplant and is taking medicine to suppress the immune system would be eligible. Somebody with a primary immunodeficiency, like DeGeorge syndrome, would be eligible. You were talking about HIV. Someone with untreated HIV would be eligible. And persons on some medicines, like steroids, that suppresses the immune system. They're all eligible right now for getting an additional dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And we began offering it to persons eligible yesterday.
Wow. Now, where should people in Howard County go to get the booster shot? Do they need to go online and register, or are there open clinics where you're sending people to get the booster shot?
Yeah, this week we are having clinics Tuesday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we are asking persons to register so we know how many are coming. And it's not like last time where there were thousands of people.
Of course.
You would go to vaccine.howardcountymd.gov to sign up. Or if someone doesn't want to go to the website or a computer, they can call 410-313-6284.
Mm.
And the other terrific news is people can go down to their local pharmacy, Rite Aid, CVS,
mm-hmm.
Walgreens, wherever it is you may know, because they all have this vaccine as well. And supermarkets with pharmacies, Costco, everyone has vaccine now, so it's much easier than a year ago.
So I'm curious about, there are restrictions, you really should get the booster shot so many months after you got your primary two shots or one shot. Are there restrictions on when you can get the booster shot? And do you have to present your card to show that you were vaccinated previously?
That's a great question. So the recommendation for the additional dose is at least 4 weeks after your second dose.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm.
Nope. And yes, we do ask people to bring their card, because the recommendation is that the third dose be the same vaccine type mm-hmm. as the first two doses.
Mm-hmm.
And person's cards, or you can go MyRR, if you Google that,
mm-hmm.
You can get your record, and that will tell us whether or not you need to get Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine.
Okay. Now, interestingly enough, we want to invite listeners to join our conversation. We're talking to Dr. Mara Rossman, health officer for Howard County Health Department. They have begun the process. We saw the president talk about this just the other day. The CDC talked about it. They met and they've decided that booster shots are appropriate. Yeah. Now, we knew that was going to be the case.
Right.
They've been talking about it for a while, mm-hmm. months now. And so if you have any questions or if you have a comment, just give us a call at 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. Rob is on the line. He's interested in the booster shot. Rob, welcome to Two Way Talk. Hello? Oh, Rob. Okay.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Hi,
hey,
Rob.
My name is Ralph. Not Ralph.
Ralph. But, okay.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry about that.
But my question is, like, I went to the doctor's yesterday, and I asked her, and she said I didn't have a compromised immune system. Are we saying that people who even don't have a compromised immune system should take the shot anyway?
Hmm. Is, doctor, I mean, if you don't have a compromised immune system and the other things that you talked about, do you still qualify to get the booster shot?
That's a great question. Right now, the answer is no. But I believe people may have listened to the president this afternoon, and booster shots for people without immunocompromised conditions are coming.
Mm.
So stay tuned for September and October, when the rest of people who have gotten the two-dose series will be eligible for a booster shot.
Mm, okay.
So what can be expected from the booster shot? Should the same side effects, I mean, if they didn't have side effects from the first doses, should they expect not to have side effects from the booster shot, or is it the same? How does that work?
So based on the studies that were done in other countries where third doses have been given, people should expect similar reactions to what they had before.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
So let's go to the phones. Darlene, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Darlene. Welcome.
Hi. I had a question. I have sarcoidosis, which nobody really talks about, but it is very prevalent among the Black community. And is that considered a person who should get a shot, a booster, like now, or do we wait until our 7 months after?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Darlene, first I would encourage you to talk with your provider, and that probably is dependent on medications that you may be taking for your sarcoidosis.
Yeah, taking nothing, thank God.
Wow, praise the Lord.
But, you know, it affects your lungs,
mm-hmm.
so it's like kind of scary, and most doctors don't seem to have an answer for it at all.
So that's a genuine question.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Some of the questions people ask us, I don't understand.
That's, yeah.
But that's a genuine question. She has a respiratory illness.
Right.
And she doesn't take medicine for it. But doctors can't tell her whether or not she should be able to get the vaccine or not.
Yeah. Well, I would say right now, Darlene probably doesn't qualify.
Okay.
And the good news related to that, it would mean, yes, sarcoidosis affects the lungs and some other parts of the body, and is very serious.
Mm-hmm.
But if your immune system is not affected, then you probably have a very good dose response to the first two doses.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Mike's on the line. Mike, welcome to Two Way Talk. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I have a question. Is the booster, is it the same ingredients like the COVID, or is it something one or two little difference in the ingredients?
Great question, Mike. So the question is, what are the booster and additional doses different than the other vaccine? And the answer is they're exactly the same.
Oh, wow.
Jim, Mike. So the question is, what are the booster and additional doses different than the other vaccine? And the answer is they're exactly the same.
Oh, good. Good.
Jim, Mike. So the question is,
good question, Mike. Let's go to Lamar. Lamar, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Hi, Mr. McCarthy.
How are you, sir?
I love you, man. And I wish you and Mark Steiner would do another thing together.
I love working with Mark Steiner. That's a good memory. Uh-huh.
But it's all good.
Yes.
So I received the Janssen vaccine on May 8th of this year, and I really should have done the Moderna vaccine, but I was cautious of it because I'm not very familiar with messenger RNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think it was going to alter my DNA or anything. I thought that something like that was for burn victims and like stuff like that. But in any event, can I get the mRNA vaccine even though I've gotten the Janssen vaccine? Because the Janssen vaccine is kind of like a flu shot for COVID. And the Moderna is more like this new technology.
I'm not familiar with the Janssen vaccine.
Neither.
Yeah, it's a one shot. It's a one
the
shot.
Johnson?
Johnson,
you mean Johnson,
the Johnson,
and
Johnson?
Johnson
virus. I mean, vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. I get it. Now, Dr. Rossman, you had said earlier in the show that the booster shot you get will be the same type of booster as your primary vaccination, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So he
so
got the Johnson & Johnson.
Right.
And so he should not get the Moderna when he goes for his booster shot.
Right. And actually, that's a terrific point.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, the FDA and the CDC have not authorized the J&J vaccine for an additional dose. Studying it, but at this point, there's not enough data to determine whether immunocompromised people who receive J&J will also have an improved antibody response.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part of the question is, I got J&J, but now I'm rethinking it. A single valid vaccination of J&J is considered a full series. So no, at this time, no booster shots have been recommended by the CDC, and he does not need to get vaccinated additionally with the Moderna or Pfizer.
So I think you said this earlier, and I want people to get it. If I can't find my card, which God knows, please hold on to your card.
Yeah.
Put it in a safe place. I carry mine in my wallet every
day.
That's
where mine is.
It is in my wallet in case someone says, are you vaccinated? I pull it right out. But if I don't have my card, how do I get the records that I've been vaccinated?
Well, one, if you remember where you've been vaccinated, you can contact that organization, like you could contact Howard County Health Department.
Mm-hmm.
If you were vaccinated in the state of Maryland, you could Google My IR, so My Immunization Record, and you put in your name and I think date of birth. I did this for myself, and I was able to retrieve my COVID-19 vaccination records
online. That's good.
What's that website again? MyIR?
Yep.
.com?
Is it?
I am.
You're looking right now.
Exactly. I did it, but now I have to turn my computer on.
So I wanted to ask you a question while you're doing that. Other than the immune compromised situations like cancer, HIV, other than those kind of medicines, are there other medications that will compromise your immune system? So I take metformin. Is metformin a immune compromised medicine?
So it's if you just Google capital MYIR, and it says my IR mobile. That's hard to say. people should be able to get it. So I'm sorry, going back to metformin. So metformin is a medication for diabetes, and that's not considered a medication.
Okay.
But to your point, there's a lot of medications out there that people are taking.
They
so
sure
the
are.
First thing that people should do is if you're on medication, call the provider who prescribed it
and
find out. You should always know what you're taking and why.
And honestly, this is just a piece of advice for all of the skeptics and naysayers who call, talk to your doctor. I mean, if he or she are trustworthy enough for you to have them as your primary care doctor, talk to them about the vaccine. Should you get it? Should you not get it? And trust them when they explain to you the process. I want everybody to be safe. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anyone to be responsible for me getting sick, Kara getting sick, Kara's grandchildren or children getting sick. So I just want you to find out as much information as you can. Joe's on the line. Joe's next. Joe, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yes, I heard a caller mention that the corona is not, they don't have a cure for corona. And that is exactly the point. There's no cure. And just like there's no cure for HIV, they say wear protection by condom on. You know, a condom I heard is not 100%, but it's better than nothing.
Nothing.
So
that's
when
right.
They're talking about there's no cure for the coronavirus, he's absolutely right. That's why they said take the shot, and that will help prevent you from catching it. And if you do catch it, you won't be as sick.
Yep.
So that's the purpose of getting the shot. Okay, now as far as I want just to make a scenario. Is there be a time if the unvaccinated people, because that's where we are now, is not getting their shot, and then they flood the nursing, they flood the hospital all across the country, will there ever be a situation they say that, hey, if you don't get the shot by December of this year, if you get caught and get coronavirus, we will not let you come in a hospital, and only thing we will give you is some kind of medicine to help you feel better, but we're not going to put you in there because you are taking spots from people who got cancer, who got a heart attack, who've been in a car accident, who got their shots, but they can't come in because you are clogging up the system.
Mm. Joe, very good question. Very good scenario. Dr. Rossman, how do you look into your crystal ball? Are we moving in that direction where if you don't have the vaccination, you don't have the vaccine, you haven't taken it, we're going to reach a tipping point where we're not going to be able to give it to you. And you're going to continue to be on your own. What do you think of that?
Well, I certainly hope we don't reach
I hope not.
As a healthcare provider, that we need to provide compassionate care, right,
and
do the right thing. But to the point of the caller, you are beginning to see vaccine mandates across
the country. Oh, yeah.
And even here in Howard County. Last week, Meriwether Post Pavilion is now requiring either proof or proof of a negative test to go to a concert there. There are restaurants in New York, right, and the theater, which now is requiring proof of vaccination in order to attend entertainment. There are now employers that are requiring if you work for a nursing home or a hospital system and students, university, right, are now being required to be vaccinated or in some cases, you know, have proof of a negative test. So we're moving towards those mandates to ensure the safety of not just of everyone, right? Yes, those that are unvaccinated not only pose a risk to themselves, but to others.
We have another caller on the line. Calvin, welcome to Two-Way Talk. Calvin? All right, we're going to have to move on, unfortunately. Mary, welcome to Two-Way Talk. Hello, Mary.
Yes, how are you tonight?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
I'm doing very well. The reason why I called was is I wanted to find out when I get my booster shots, will it coagulate with the flu when I get it? The flu shot?
Dr. Rossman, what do you think?
So they're both not live virus vaccines, so there should be no problem, but I would probably wait for at least 2 weeks between getting the two different live virus vaccines.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
So, Doctor, we only have a few minutes left. Let me ask you about children coming into the school system. There in Howard County, do you mandate they wear masks?
Yes, Howard County public school system is mandating universal masking. So everyone, teachers and students, regardless of vaccination status, wear indoors.
Indoors. And honestly, has there been pushback in Howard County?
Well, there's always pushback.
There's always pushback. That's a very good point. You
know, everyone has differences of opinion, and we need to respect that. But I think, at least I think, I haven't heard too much pushback, but maybe I just don't, you know, people know where I stand. So.
Right.
So can you share with us in the final minute that we have, what is your message to folks about getting their booster shot and ultimately getting the vaccine?
Yeah. So, you know, I was just putting together a presentation for my staff, and I'm a pediatrician.
Oh, you're
pediatricians like vaccines. So vaccine lover from the beginning. But when you look at the history of public health, probably one of our greatest achievements is vaccination, from smallpox to polio to chickenpox to human papillomavirus.
Mm-hmm.
There are diseases that I, you know, killed babies when I was a resident in the hospital that now residents, pediatric residents learning, have never seen. So vaccines save lives. And these COVID vaccines, while not perfect, they're safe. They're pretty darn effective.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing we got. And as you and other callers mentioned, we don't yet have a cure for this. So I encourage everyone to educate themselves about vaccines and then go and get your vaccine. And when it's time to get an additional dose, if you have an immunocompromised condition and you've talked with your doctor, go for it. And when boosters become authorized, read about it and go for it.
Mm. Doctor, keep doing great work. We are so proud of you, and we're so proud of your commitment to the people of Howard County. We look forward to having you on again and catching up on what's happening out there in that great county.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Dr. Mara Rossman is the health director. She is the health officer for Howard County Health Department. Let's get our MTA report from Kurt Kroenke, and Two-Way Talk will be back in just a moment.
Good evening. We have on the